Our scripture reading goes along with what we have just been singing, and I'll be reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. Listen now for God's word. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace, goodwill to all people." This ends our scripture reading. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Do you hear it? Do you hear the angel song? Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace, goodwill to all people. But you say, how can I hear it when there is anything but peace? The Iraq war is still taking the lives of our servicemen and women and other innocent people in that area. With cutbacks, my job is in jeopardy. My daughter is going through a divorce. The stock market has plunged and the economy is in a crisis. I'm about to lose my home. My loved one has a life-threatening or disabling disease. My grandson is on drugs. And the list could go on and on and on, all to rob us of our peace. Listen again. Do you hear it? Do you hear the angel song? The angels are saying that peace has come. What the prophets foretold has come to pass. The prophet Micah said, "And he shall be the one of peace." And in the words of Isaiah, "The child who is born shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." The word for peace in the Hebrew language is shalom. It was a familiar and important word in the Hebrew culture. It was a word rich with meaning. Shalom was far more than the absence of war. It also held connotations of physical and social well-being. It could be used to describe quiet tranquility, contentment, health, safety, security, and community. It was being in tune with God and the whole universe. Jesus, the Prince of Peace, has come so that we might have peace with God. From the beginning with Adam and Eve, men and women have chosen to go their own way and leave God out of the picture, thus separating them from God forever. But Christ has broken down the wall of separation by reconciling us all to God. He did this when he gave his life on the cross for our sins. He died and rose again for the whole world. But for one to become a Christian is an individual matter. And the only way to establish a personal relationship with God is to admit that you have sinned and gone your own way, and then accept his offer of forgiveness and everlasting life. It is that simple. This is peace with God. We cannot hope to live peacefully unless we live peacefully with God. And once we experience peace with God, the peace of God can reign in our hearts and give us peace of soul. Now, this peace doesn't necessarily mean the absence of trouble. It means that sometimes God calms the storm. Other times he lets it rage and calms his child in the midst of the storm. The storm was raging. The sea was beating against the rocks in huge, dashing waves. The lightning was flashing. The thunder was roaring. The wind was blowing. But the little bird was asleep in the crevice of the rock, its head serenely tucked under its wing, sound asleep. Now that is peace. To be able to rest serenely in the storm. Jesus said, "Peace be with you. My peace I leave with you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you." For whatever the circumstances, confusions, and perplexities of life you have, his strength will be your strength in your hour of need. You may have tears, but you can have an abiding peace and a quietness within that says, "All is well with my soul." It is the peace of God that is independent of outward circumstances. Dr. James Dobson, president of Focus on the Family, wrote about the following event in his book, Stories of the Heart and Home. And he writes, "I recall today that tragic time in 1987 when my four friends were killed in a private plane crash. We'd been together the night before, and I had prayed for their safety on the journey home. They took off early the next morning on their way to Dallas, but never made it. I can never forget that telephone call indicating the wreckage that had been found in a remote canyon. But there were no survivors. I loved those men like brothers, and I was staggered by the loss. I was asked by four families to speak briefly at his funeral. The untimely deaths of such vibrant and deeply loved men seemed to scream for an explanation. Where was God in their passing? Why did he let this happen? Why would he take such godly men from their families and leave them reeling in grief and pain? There were no answers to these agonizing questions, and I did not try to produce them. But I did say that God had not lost control of their lives and that he wanted us to trust him when nothing made sense. His presence was very near. As we exited the sanctuary that day, I stood talking with loved ones and friends who had gathered to say goodbye. Suddenly, someone pointed out to the sky and exclaimed, 'Look at that!' Suspended directly above the steeple was a small rainbow in the shape of a smile. There had been no precipitation that day and no more than a few fleecy clouds. Yet this beautiful little rainbow appeared above the church. We learned later that it had been hovering through most of the funeral service. It was as though the Lord was saying to the grieving wives and children, 'Be at peace. Your men are with me, and all is well. I know you don't understand, but I want you to trust me. I'm going to take care of you, and this rainbow is a sign to remember.' A gentleman residing near the church had the presence of mind to photograph it at that moment. When it was developed, we saw what no one recognized at the time. There was a small private plane cradled near the center of the rainbow." Cynics and non-believers will say the rainbow and the plane are coincidences that have no spiritual significance. They are entitled to their opinion, but for every member of four wounded families, and certainly for me, the Lord used that phenomenon to convey his peace to us all. He has fulfilled his promise to take care of those four courageous widows and their children. The way to having peace with God is not getting out of a situation or changing the circumstances. It is going to God with it and keeping your mind focused on him and not on the circumstance. It is releasing it to God and saying, "You handle it, God. I can't do it on my own strength." The prophet Isaiah said, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee." When you do that, God's spirit within you will give you a peace that passes all understanding. You have the confidence that the presence of God will strengthen you. The love of God will comfort you. And most importantly, the peace of God will flow through you. What helps to keep us grounded in God's peace is having daily communion with God and maintaining relationships with one another in the community of faith. Through prayer and meditation, we make conscious contact with the giver of peace, and we come away from this time refreshed and renewed. I have also personally found that receiving encouragement from others and knowing that they are praying for me has given me strength to carry on in the challenges of life. Many things can shake the foundations of our lives. Illness, death, unemployment, pain, divorce. I'm sure you could add your own thing. The surprise often is that while the structures of our own devising crumble easily around us, we discover a foundation stone more secure than any we can imagine, the babe born in Bethlehem. Emmanuel, God with us. Such good news for the world. The gift we receive at Christmas is the only gift that can truly satisfy us. It is the gift of unconditional love. God chose this day to enter human flesh, to live among us, to be born in a stable, to die on a cross. There was a European monarch who worried his court by often disappearing and walking incognito among his people. When he was asked not to do so for security's sake, he answered, "I cannot rule my people unless I know how they live." We have a God who knows the life we live, because he too lived it and claimed no special advantage over common men and women. He knows all about your frustrations, your unfilled desires, and your loneliness. God sees the emptiness of your life, your problems, and your hidden heartaches. He longs to have you bring them all to him and receive his peace. For you see, when we come to him, we can be assured that whatever it may be that lies ahead, God's steadfast hand will lead us. God's everlasting arms will be about us. And the sure refuge of God's evening benediction will, in the end, enfold us. A friend of mine wrote the following poem expressing God's care. "Let not your heart be troubled, just close your eyes in prayer. Our blessed Savior waits for you to bring him all your cares. Tell him what is on your heart, your burdens and your fears. He'll hold you in his loving arms and wipe away each tear. No matter what you're facing, he will never leave your side. Whatever road you travel, he will always be your guide. If you have sorrow now, you will know joy again, for he loves you with a perfect love, and his love will never end. Isn't that beautiful? The angels are still singing, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace, goodwill to all people. As you prepare for the coming of the Christ child, take time out of your busyness these next couple weeks to listen for the angel's song. And while you're at it, why not be an earthly angel and be a channel of God's peace and blessing to someone else this Christmas and in the coming year? Amen. Please bow with me in prayer. O gracious and loving Father, you have come to us and you are with us. We thank you for the angel song that announced so long ago the wonderful gift, your son born as a babe in a stable, the only gift that can satisfy us. We thank you for your unconditional love. Show us each day what it means to have a closer walk with you. It is so easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of our day and the worries of the challenges of life that we miss your presence in our midst. Help us to listen for the angel's song. Still our anxious worries. Quiet our hearts to hear the inner rhythms of peace that only you can give. Awaken in us a hope that no amount of darkness can overcome the light that has come into our world. Help us to know that whatever our situation, difficulty, or sadness, we can trust in you knowing us by name, comforting us, accepting us just as we are, and walking with us. Oh, tender and compassionate God, in a spirit of hope and anticipation, we offer to you our prayers of intercession and lift to you the names of those who are in need of the touch of the Master's hand this day. We pray for those who are experiencing anxiety and are worried about what the future may bring. Give them the light of your peace. For those who are grieving the loss of a loved one, give them the light of your comfort. For those who are recovering or anticipating surgery or dealing with a life-threatening or chronic illness, give them the light of your healing power. For those who feel alone and hopeless because of unemployment, financial worries, stress, or lack of meaningful direction of life, give them the light of your hope. We ask that your renewing and restoring spirit be with us and those we've prayed for. Bless them with your presence in a powerful and comforting way, such that they know without a doubt that you are Emmanuel. You are God with us, always, everywhere, in and through all things, day and night. As we journey towards Bethlehem in coming weeks, keep us ever mindful of those who walk with us, that we may sustain them with encouragement and laughter and be a light shining in their darkness. Through Christ we pray. Amen.
In the bleak midwinter,
snow had fallen, snow on snow.
transcends all heaven, earth and its domain. Heaven and earth shall flee away when Christ comes to reign. In the bleak midwinter, a stable place sufficed. The sovereign God Almighty, Jesus Christ. Angels and archangels may have gathered there. Cherubim and seraphim from the midnight air, but His mother only in her maiden bliss worshipped the Beloved with the
Please stand for our doxology.
What can I offer, poor as I am, if I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise one, I would do my part. But what can I offer all my heart? The first Noel the angel did say was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, Noel, Noel. They looked up and saw a star shining in the east, beyond them far, and to the earth it gave great light, and so it continued for day and night. Noel, Noel, Noel. Of that same star, three wise men came from country far to seek for king. Was their intent, and follow the star wherever it went. Noel, 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 born is the king of Israel. This star drew nigh to the northwest, for Bethlehem it took its rest, and there it did both stop and stay, right. God transcends all heaven, earth and its domain. Heaven and earth shall flee away when Christ comes to reign. In the bleak midwinter, a stable place sufficed. The sovereign God Almighty, Jesus Christ. Angels and archangels may have gathered there. Cherubim and seraphim from the midnight air, but his mother only in her maiden bliss worshipped the beloved with a kiss.
Please stand for our doxology.
What can I offer, poor as I am, if I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise one, I would do my part. But what can I offer all my heart? The first Noel the angel did say was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, Noel, Noel. They looked it up and saw a star shining in the east beyond them far. And to the earth it gave great light, and so it continued for day and night. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. And by the light of that same star, three wise men came from country far to seek for King. Was their intent, and follow the star wherever it went. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. is the King of Israel.